Let us pray. Loving God, as Jesus came to Zacchaeus' house, you come to us. You bless us. You change us. We open the homes of our hearts to you, and we welcome your gracious presence. Speak to us and transform us by your Spirit. Amen. A New Testament reading from the 2 Thessalonians. From Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the Church of the Thessalonians in God, our life giver and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God, our life giver and the Lord Jesus Christ. We must always give thanks to God for you, dear siblings, as is right, because your faith is growing abundantly. Among each of you, your love for one another is increasing. Therefore, we boast of you among the churches of God for your steadfastness and faith during all your persecutions and the afflictions that you are enduring. So we always pray for you, asking that our God will make you worthy of God's call and will fulfill, by God's power, every good resolve and work of faith, so that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in Christ, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Listen for the living word of God as you hear the good news from Luke's gospel in the 19th chapter. Jesus came to Jericho and was passing through the town, and there was a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a tax collector, and he was rich. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he couldn't, because he was so short. So he ran ahead to where Jesus was going to go, and he climbed a sycamore tree because he knew Jesus would pass that way. When Jesus came to that place, he looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, hurry down. I really have to go to your house today." So he hurried down. And when all the people saw this, Zacchaeus, so glad to welcome Jesus, they grumbled. And they said, "He has gone to be a guest with one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood before Jesus and said, "Look, half of all my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And whatever I have defrauded anybody of, I will pay back four times over." And Jesus said, "Today salvation has come to this house, for he also is a child of Abraham. For the human one has come to seek out and save the lost." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is a story about a rich man who comes to Jesus and asks what he needs to do, and Jesus says, "Sell everything and give to the poor," and the rich man goes away sad because apparently that's not going to happen. And here's a story that's the exact opposite. Jesus comes to the rich man, and without any prompting whatsoever, the rich man says, "I'm giving it all away." What got into Zacchaeus that made that happen? Something funny is going on with Zacchaeus. Now, it might simply be that he's rich and he does what rich people do. He uses his money to get what he wants. But it doesn't seem like there's anything in particular he's trying to get at. We don't see that anyway. It might be that he's grateful that Jesus has been kind to him and he's somehow sort of tipping the waiter extra big. And it might seem like a big tip, but remember this, he's rich. The definition of rich is that you can give away half of what you have and you're still rich. So it's not that big a tip for him. Yeah, he's going to get home and think, "Oh, that was a little heavy," and his wife is going to be furious, and the next day, he'll get on with it. For somehow, that doesn't seem quite like what's going on there. Something's going on with Zacchaeus. Something funny that's not funny. And if him suddenly giving away half of his stuff isn't funny, Jesus up in the tree is pretty funny in a way that isn't even funnier. Think about Zacchaeus's life. He's a tax collector. So he's not anybody's best friend. And he wants to see Jesus, but they're all standing in front of him, and he can't get around, they can't get over him. And because he's a tax collector, they're not likely to sort of usher him to the front and say, oh, here, you get a seat up front. In fact, they're probably standing shoulder to shoulder so that he can't see. And the only option he has is to run on ahead and look for something that he can get up on, but there isn't like a stump or a hood of a car or a windowsill or a picnic table. There's nothing but a tree. Now, remember that in this culture, honor is everything. And to run is an undignified thing for an adult to do. Children run, but men don't run. So for Zacchaeus to run ahead is a little bit of a price to pay for what he wants. And to climb a tree is not just undignified, it's totally humiliating. That's what monkeys do. But somehow there's something in Zacchaeus that really wants to see Jesus. And he's willing to pay this price to run in public and to climb this tree and look like a fool so that when Jesus comes by, he can see him. So there's Jesus hanging up there in this tree like a coconut, looking funny. It's not really very funny. There's a little bit of Zacchaeus in you. There's something in you that wants to see Jesus. Not just hear about Jesus, but actually have a relationship with him. There's something in you that wants to actually meet Jesus. That wants not just to hear about God, but to experience God. Pay attention to that little Zacchaeus in you that's willing to go to those lengths to meet Jesus. Even if it means hanging up there in the tree, looking silly. But if you think about Zacchaeus, it's not really silly. It's actually sad. Zacchaeus is a tax collector. And you know what that means. That means that nobody likes him. I bet he does not have one single friend in the whole world. He's a tax collector, which means he's working for the bad guys. He's working for the Roman occupation, sucking money out of the community and sending it off to Rome. And of course, the way the tax collectors worked is that they could demand whatever they wanted because they've got the whole Roman army behind them, and you can't say no, right? So they always seemed to end up demanding more than you actually owed, and they would scrape off the top and send the rest to Rome, and Rome would be happy, and you'd get rich. Zacchaeus has gotten rich ripping off everybody in Jericho. You can bet he does not have one friend. He doesn't have anybody that would sing the kind of song to him that we just sang. I was there to hear your mourning cry. I'll be there when you're old. I'll be there for you. He doesn't have that. Zacchaeus lives in this world of making deals and trying to get the most he can out of all the deals that he can make, which means not just making a deal, but making a steal. He lives in this world of manipulation and leverage and demands. And sitting up there in that tree, he's not just silly. He is all alone in the world. There's a little bit of Zacchaeus in you, too. There's a little bit of something in you. That part of you that nobody likes. Even you. There's that little bit of each one of us that nobody likes, that nobody believes in, that nobody will be there for. That little bit of us that does not, that nobody ever wants to be with. We all have that. That's the world Zacchaeus lives in. This world in which nobody wants to be with him. So when Jesus goes off to be with Zacchaeus at his house, he is the focus of all this resentment and bitterness. Oh, look, he's gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner. Maybe that's upsetting to them partly because they're jealous, right? Jesus is going to Zacchaeus' house instead of mine. What about me? Maybe they're partly upset because Jesus is rewarding bad behavior. Zacchaeus is the bad guy. What are you going to his house for? Part of it might be that they're upset because Jesus is messing with their morality. Zacchaeus is a bad guy and you don't seem to mind that? What's with that? And maybe most troubling of all, if Jesus doesn't seem to notice Zacchaeus' unworthiness, then probably he also doesn't notice my worthiness. Well, then why do I bother being so good? And all of that confusion and all of that conflict and all of that self-doubt and all of that junk is focused on Zacchaeus. He's gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner. It's Zacchaeus that's the problem. That's the world Zacchaeus lives in. And into that world, out of the blue, for no reason, along comes Jesus. And Jesus says, "Hey, Zacchaeus, I want to come be with you. I want to come to your house. Not just have a passing conversation. I want to actually go over to your house like family does. I want to act like we are brothers in one house." And Zacchaeus, sitting up there in the tree, has got to be thinking, this man comes from a completely different world than the world I live in. I live in this world of isolation and loneliness and greed and grasping and bitterness and resentment. And here comes this man from a world of love and sharing and invitation and delight. And I think what got into Zacchaeus is that all of a sudden he realized, I like that world better than the world I'm living in. And he saw in Jesus, in his eyes before Jesus even had to say anything, this amazing promise. If you want to live in this world, you can. Just live in it. Come on in. And so Zacchaeus climbs down from that tree, climbs down from that whole life that he's been living, and simply moves into Jesus' world. He wants to live in a world in which people share, so he shares. He wants to live in a world where there's delight, so he has delight. He wants to live in a world of reconciliation, so anything that he's stolen, he gives back four times over, because that's the world he wants to live in. He realizes that Jesus has opened to him this other way of living, and all he has to do is make the choice. Just make the change. Just come down out of the tree. How often do we long for a deeper life, for more meaning, for hope about the future? And we just sit there and wait for it to drop out of the sky. And Zacchaeus is up there in the tree realizing it doesn't do any good to just sit there. You have to actually make the choice. You got to make the change. It might be that you wish you had a deeper relationship with God. And you've been wishing that for a long time, and nothing's changed. Guess who needs to make the change? Jesus just stands there and says, you can make the change, just do it. You don't have to wait. You want to have a deeper relationship with God? Just set aside 10 minutes in the morning and pray more. Or read scripture. Or engage in acts of mercy and justice with a mind to meet Jesus there. Just do it. You don't have to wait. In fact, don't wait, because nothing will happen till you make the choice. In a couple weeks, we'll make our financial pledges to this church. And every time a pastor starts talking about money, it pushes all those buttons, just like Jesus pushed all those buttons when he walked off to Zacchaeus' house. Oh, no. He's gone to be a guest at the house of one who is a sinner. Oh, no. He started in on a sermon about money. You know why? Because that's where all our buttons are. That's where all our guilt and our doubt and our anxiety and our fear and our self-loathing, it's all there in our relationship with God around money. Jesus talks about money more than anything else, because that's where the button is. And he just waltzes right in there and pushes it every time. And the thing is, when you have a chance to make the pledge, what happens so often is we say, oh, here comes that thing where I have to make a pledge, and I'm going to feel bad about it, but there it is. You know why we feel bad about it? Because we don't change it. You want it to be different? Make it different. Just go ahead and make it different. Just add a zero. That's nothing. Most of us could. Most of us could multiply it 10 times over and it wouldn't hurt us. It would change something. That's what Zacchaeus is saying. You got to make the change. And it has to be serious enough that it changes something. He's not giving all that money away in order to make something else happen. He's giving all that money away because that's the change he wants in his life. He wants a different set of values. So he just changes them. There might be somebody in your life that's hard to get along with. Somebody that's hard to forgive. It's hard to feel kindness toward. And you're going to wait. You're going to tough it out. And you're going to wish it were different. You know how to make it different? Make it different. Forgive them. Think kindly toward them. Pray for them. Don't wait. Just do it. Just make the change. Because that's the change you're waiting for. It's not something God can do for you. Jesus is the one who's standing there under the tree saying, you got to come down. You got to get out of that tree. You have a little bit of Zacchaeus in you that longs for something. That longs for something with God in it. That longs for a life with a relationship with Jesus. You also have a little bit of Jesus in you. A little bit of that Jesus that says, I like being with you, no matter what. Before you repent, before you fix anything, I just like being with you. You want to be with me? Let's do this. Jesus just opens a new life to us. And all we have to do is do it. And there's Jesus with that unfailing smile, just looking at us, saying, let's do this. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, we thank you for the secret longing in our hearts that is longing for you. Help us to attend to that hunger. Help us to change what we need to change, to walk into the new life that you give us. God of love, we thank you that you do so earnestly love us and love to be with us. We give you thanks, and we pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence and to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.